Think of the motion picture Up. It's about a house carried away in the skies. In Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, you can make a picture called Down, about a real house submerged by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Chris Lagarde helped find this house. He works for a local congressman. He drives around a lot. Mr. Lagarde, you've been seeing this painted wood in the water for a long time?
For the last 2 years or so, yes.
And what does it look like?
It looks like the roof of a house or the front part of a shed, maybe.
But you didn't suspect it was a house?
No. I just thought it was a part of a house.
Because lots of stuff in the water in a lot of places there.
Right, everywhere down here. You still find debris. If you know where to look, you can find plenty of it.
Where is this one?
It washed into a marsh. I think it's called Magnolia Branch. And it ended up in kind of the corner of the marsh. And it looks like when the water receded, the house just collapsed.
So you've been driving around for years now looking at this piece of wood in the water. And how did you figure out it was a house?
Well, I actually got the opportunity last week. Some kids from the University of Idaho had come down. I asked them if they were interested in walking through the marsh on boards, and they said yes. They were foolish enough to tell me yes. And they were actually the first ones to get on top of the house, and they started screaming at me, "Mr. Chris, it's a house, it's a house." And, of course, I'm still thinking it's a shed. And I'm like, "What do you mean it's a house? It's a whole house."
And were you able to get inside of it?
No, because it had collapsed on itself. You could get in one of the dormers, but you could see the bathtub. There was a Viking kitchen range hanging off to one side. We were able to contact the owner. One of the kids had found an ice cooler with the name written on it. Dialed them up on the phone a couple hours later and told them what had happened. And they were pleased that we were going to take the house apart, and anything we found, we're going to get to them. And a lot of the stuff we're finding is beyond use, but things like china and some crystal and some dishes we're able to put on the side, and hopefully we'll get them to the family.
Now, the family's where? Where do they live now?
Well, the last I heard, the mother was in Prospect, Kentucky. I don't know where the two sons are, and apparently the father is around. All I really know about the family was they lived in Bay St. Louis, and they had a business on the Mississippi River.
You know, I've heard stories about houses being in Bay St. Louis and out on the Gulf. Coast Guard said there were houses out there, but I had never heard of a house being in a bayou or a marsh.
Yeah, and it's amazing how close it is. I mean, from the top of the road, 3-minute walk. So you can, if you know what you're looking for, you can see the highway and you can see the billboard on the highway. And it's just one of those things. I guess we were all so busy with everything else after Katrina. You know, it was hard to rally troops to go pull a house out the marsh. You know, as we get further and further away from Katrina, those things are making more sense. And, you know, the idea would be to certainly get these people back anything we can, and then restore that wetland to let the sunlight shine on it and let it do what it's supposed to do.
Chris Lagarde, talking with us from Bay St. Louis. He drives around and looks for whatever he can find to help with in that city. Thank you, Mr. Lagarde.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You're listening to All Things Considered.